Put me buzzing, you're watching me sing. Finest girls you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. The newsy does everything.
The New Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
This living room's a mess, Trudy, but, well, our bedroom's just too small to try to do any organized packing.
I think nothing of it, Bert.
It's terrible the way things accumulate. I had no idea Bill and I had so many things. I hope we didn't run Papa Bauer out this evening.
No, I don't think we did, Bert. It's his evening to visit with Dr. Keeler.
He goes there practically every week, doesn't he? I wonder why.
Why do most of the people in Selby Flat stop in at the parsonage?
Just as soon as Bill and I are settled in our Beverly Hills home, we're going to have some permanent church affiliation. Did Bill tell you where he was going tonight?
No, didn't he tell you?
No, he didn't. He said he was going out on business.
Bert, I'm awfully glad that you and Bill made up the other evening.
So am I. I forget every now and then that, well, that you have to handle Bill.
What do you mean by that?
Well, men are just like children, really. And each one has to be handled according to the way he is. I should know by this time that I never get anywhere with Bill when I lose my temper and get nasty.
You mean, do you, that if you handle him in the right way, you'll get anything you want from him?
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly. Well, this box has all it can hold. Yeah, I wish Bill would get home. He promised to tie up all these boxes. Ooh. How about a little rest? I think I could do with a cup of coffee. What about you?
No, not for me, thanks. I'm going to have to clean up very shortly. I told Ross I'd meet him at the hospital.
Well, when did he get back?
I don't know, but he phoned me before supper this evening.
Oh, is that who it was? Tell me, how are things going between the two of you?
I don't know what you mean by that, Bert.
You don't know what I mean. Of course you do, Trudy. Things just don't stand still between two people. They either develop into something or, well, if a girl is smart, she'll just say, that's that. Why should you waste the best years of your life in being friends with a man you're in love with? If your association is only going to mean friendship, there's no percentage in it.
Maybe not. But that happens to be my business, Bert.
Sorry. I was only trying to give you a little sisterly advice.
I've been trying to give you that for some time. Whenever I attempt it, you get on your high horse and say I'm interfering in something that concerns only you and Bill.
You don't like me, do you, Trudy?
Of course I do, Bert. I think you're a good kid. But if you want it straight, I'll give it to you. I don't like what you're doing to Bill.
Well, as long as we're being frank, I'd like to say just this. If you had the brains to manage Ross Bowling half as well as I manage your brother, you might not be an
old maid.
Yes. Not in years, Trudy.
Bert, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather stay an old maid for the rest of my life than to have to resort to the kind of tricks you use. I told you the other evening, and I'm going to tell you again. One of these days, the chickens you're hatching today are going to come home to roost.
Well, it looks like that's the end of packing, as far as Trudy is concerned. You sort of hit below the belt, Bertha. But that doesn't even enter your mind as you continue your packing alone, waiting for Bill to come home. Yes, you have a few ideas. There's so much you have to talk over with Bill. So much. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out for white, white washes without red hands. The women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes.
I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ad says. Gives me white whitewashes without red hands.
That was Michigan, but the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Does again. It gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's a reason Does can do all this. It's the way Does is made.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents. Rich, real soap, balanced with two proven detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean, linens wash so white. And with all that, Does is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
How about you? If you want white whitewashes without red hands, get Does today.
Darling, I thought you'd never get home.
Yeah. Well, here I am. This living room looks like a warehouse. Don't tell me all this stuff is ours.
Indeed it is, Mr. Bauer. A moving van's coming tomorrow morning. Don't you think you'd better get busy and tie up a few of these boxes?
Well, there's plenty of time.
Well, I would like to get things a little organized, dear. I don't think either Trudy or your father like the looks of this living room any more than you do. And we should show some consideration.
Well, I'm tired, Bert. I'll get up early tomorrow.
But I've got to go over to Mother's tomorrow and pack the things we have there. Oh, it's just too good to be true, isn't it? Our own home. You and I. Oh, Bill, it's... Well, I just can't tell you how I feel. I wish you'd show a little more enthusiasm. We've waited a long time for the day to come when we could be alone. You know what I think, dear?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Once we are alone, there'll be no more little bickerings or arguments as there have been since we've been living with Trudy and Papa. It just doesn't work out. We're still newlyweds.
We passed that milestone a long time ago.
No, we haven't. There are 101 little things I want to do for you that I'm going to do for you. We'll have our honeymoon all over again. It'll be a real honeymoon for me. And don't worry, everything's going to be all right. Really, it is.
I hope so.
Don't hope, darling. Just say it will be, and it will be. I love you, darling. You know, I'm going to have a chance for the first time to show you what a real homemaker I can be.
Isn't that house in Beverly Hills going to be kind of big to take care of by yourself?
Oh, I'll get someone in once or twice a week to do the heavy work. What's the matter, dear?
Nothing. Bert, I'm out of cigarettes.
Oh, well, there are some in that box on the coffee table.
Oh.
What are you so jittery about?
Oh, I guess it's just getting used to another place.
You know that, isn't it?
It's part of it, anyway.
Dale, you know the guest room? The one in our home?
Our home. Bert, that's the whole point. It isn't our home. It's Ted's home and the mortgage company's home. We own a few bricks. That won't be our home until we've paid back the last dollar we've borrowed.
Sometimes you sound exactly like your father.
Well, I wish I had his common sense.
Do you? And how far has he gotten?
As far as he's wanted to get. He can go to bed at night, put his head on the pillow, and go to sleep. He knows he doesn't owe anyone a penny. Mommy...
Yeah, I know. Never buy anything unless you have the money to pay for it. But, darling, most people think nothing of financing things. A business, a home, or whatever.
Most people are not me.
Well, it still isn't too late to change our minds. If it's going to make you so unhappy, our moving away from here, why... Well, as I said the other evening, if you want to sell the place...
I made some inquiries.
You what?
Yeah. I was around to a real estate office in Beverly Hills this afternoon.
Bill Bauer, I can't believe that.
It's the truth.
Well, suppose I might just as well unpack and make up my mind that we're going to remain here for the rest of our lives.
No, no, no. We'll be settled in Beverly Hills next week. Don't worry. You see, when I talked to this real estate man, took him over to the house, he said I couldn't get my money out of it.
Why, it's a bargain. Even Ted said so.
But what a bargain. $50,000. The agent thought he could get, at the most, around $30,000, furnished.
Huh?
I guess I've been taken in. Didn't know it. But I've been took, so the only thing I can do is stay with the bad bargain.
I can't believe it.
Well, what's the difference? You wanted the place. You like it. There's no use going back to what might have been. What is. And I guess that's that.
Believe me, darling, you'll never regret having bought that home. Never. I guess you forgot I was talking about the guest room and what I'm planning to do with it.
You mean you're going to make some changes?
I think a change that'll mean everything in the world to you.
What are you talking about?
Well, I hope one of these days we can make a nursery out of that guest room. We'll have a real guest. A permanent one.
Look, Bert. At this point, we can't afford children. That's all I'd need to go completely nuts.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands. Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using some of those no-rinse chemicals? Then just accept this challenge and see why women everywhere are going back to Dove.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way it's made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove today. Ray Brandon, Mehta's attorney, makes an appointment to talk with Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put me Dove in your washing machine. Be easy, Dove, everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.